Swap Shop is a paid program, wholly owned, produced, engineered, and paid for by Charles Heller.
Hey, this is Shirley Daniels. I've got a gold fiddle that I won in a contest, and I wanted you to put it up with the Swap Shop. Folks know about it for me. Thank you.
Swap Shop trains are coming, rolling down that free market track. Swap Shop trains are coming, bringing all those great bargains back. Swap Shop trains are coming, rolling in by 10:04 to help you sell your overflow and move it on to someone else's door. Great folks, great calls, great sponsors, little inspiration too. So hop on board for value so that little train don't chug right on past you. Welcome to the Swap Shop, an independent program on KVOI Tucson. This is the free market in progress, regulated only by common courtesy and common sense. You're free to buy, sell, or trade anything lawful and moral to own. You do it by making a list and calling 790-2040. Please describe your items with color, brand if you know it, and features, then the price and your phone number. Say your phone number at about the speed of the pen the listeners are using to write it. If you make a living selling or servicing something, please let me make a living advertising it. Email charles@libertywatchradio.com. This show is produced and hosted by Charles Heller. Any mistakes are his responsibility.
This just in, the National Education Association announces that its new focus will be on the education of children. This has been Irreconcilable News. Now back to our irregularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Charles.
Oh, and so are any opinions, too. And now, rigged for the uncharted waters of the free market. You may swap at will.
Well, Will's not here, but you could be in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios at KVOI to buy, sell, or trade anything you would like. The Swap Shop is the unregulated free market, governed only by common courtesy and common sense. And you're free to buy, sell, trade, give away, or ask for anything you would like that is lawful and moral. Lawful means it doesn't violate the laws of man, and moral means it doesn't violate the laws of God. And the talk radio audience does not need a further explanation than that. Oh, good morning. Thank you. I got a little encouragement there. A lick from Charger. And Anna is busy setting things up and getting headphones. I got my headphones already. Charger doesn't have his headphones. Come on up here. I wonder if we could get you to wear headphones. Can we do that? Oh, look at that. You will wear headphones. How about that? You can wear headphones. Yes, you'll wear them. They won't stay on you, but oh, maybe they will. How about that? I need to get a picture of that. Oh. And my phone is not here. Wait, he's walking off with my headphones. Hang on a second here. That's not a leash. Okay, enough of that. Well, we didn't set that up in advance very well. All right, 520-790-2040. I left my phone in my car. That's okay. It's a good place for it. I can't get bothered by anything. But then again, I can't get stuff I need for broadcast out of it. So at the first break, I'll go get it. That's not a big deal. A little bit of water, and we'll be on our way. Zoom, zoom, as we like to say, and you can, although if I say that, the dog might go running down the hallway. Not a bad thing in here. It's got a nice long hallway to run in. Of course, he doesn't have good traction on tile, so at the end, if he went running down the hallway, he might come to a he might come to a sudden stop at the steel door at the end. Oh, well, that's life. If you'd like to share your funny dog story, you can do it here. And if not, you can buy, sell, and trade. And this portion of today's program brought to you in part by the good folks at Wilkinson Wealth Management, guiding you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. They manage money for gun owners. You can reach them at 777-1911 or WilkinsonWealthMGMT.com. Also brought to you by Perfection Auto Works, doing a great job of wrenching your car since 1994, and they are a legacy shop in Tucson. If you, they work by keeping your car running the way it did when it ran off the showroom floor. And if you have a car that's 4 to 10 years old, that is their sweet spot for maintenance. They will, of course, work on anything from ground-up restorations over a couple of years to just ordinary brakes, tires, and oil changes and maintenance for your car. They prefer to look at the car and see how it is aging, how it is performing, and do a free 26-point inspection and based their idea of maintenance on your car on the actual evidence in front of them. If you're the kind of person who drives the car until the wheels fall off and then have it towed to the mechanic, please kindly tow it somewhere else. If you're the kind of person who thinks thoughtfully about how they want their car maintained and is willing to spend just a little bit of money to do it so that you avoid or have less chance of major repairs later, or if you're going to need a major repair, you plan for it rather than having it be a catastrophe, then he's your kind of shop. Give him a call at 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com. Also brought to you by the wonderful folks over at Safe Shift. Safe Shift is the former Purple Cow Furniture. They're at 2801 East Grant Road, and they do a phenomenal job of estate sales. And they're only open 3 days a month. I said that right, not 3 days a week, 3 days a month. And I think they have their upcoming sale this coming week. And on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 8 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And it is a gigantic event. People line up for a long ways around it for the bargains to go shopping in there. And there are truly bargains, whether you need a vacuum cleaner or whether you need a kitchen sink or tools, or if you want beautiful wine goblets, if you want a whole service for 6 or 8 or 10 or 12, they probably have it there, whatever you need, and be it fine dining china, or be it just a table to set things on, or an expanding leaf table, or a queen bed, or a king bed, whatever you need, they have it over there. And they're an extremely efficient charity. It's run by the Tucson Fire Foundation. Only one employee, the GM, and she's a wonderful human being. Everyone else is a volunteer. They're wonderful human beings, too. And the Tucson Fire Foundation, it supports the activities of 1,850 first responders throughout the Tucson, the greater Tucson community. See them at 2801 East Grant Road next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And our number in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios is 520-790-2040. And you can buy, sell, or trade to your heart's content. Talk about your yard sale. If you see a yard sale, you're more than welcome to tell us where they are, because we'd be glad to report them. And we'd also be glad for your bargains. Anything you have to buy, sell, and trade, we're happy to hear it. And let's see, we have a number of items today that have come in over the transom and that I will be telling you about in just a moment as soon as I get the document open. And let's see. Just a moment. A little bit of dead air never killed anybody. You know, supposedly in broadcast, it's a sin to have dead air, but 6 or 7 seconds of it, you don't want to go 30 seconds, but 6 or 7 seconds of it doesn't hurt a thing. And I think it gives a nice pause to the program. And, you know, if you've got something that you want to sell, it's more than welcomed here. And let's see. A Whirlpool countertop microwave. Oh, they didn't put their phone number in. Nope, sorry. If you're going to send something to me, Charles at LibertyWatchRadio.com. Again, Charles at LibertyWatchRadio.com. And if you want to email me something to read on the radio, I'm happy to do it for you if there's time in between the callers. If there isn't, oh well, it's not a guarantee. But if you're going to sell something on the radio, then I need you to send me a phone number. I am not reading email addresses over the radio. It is exceedingly boring to do that unless you have a really unique and short email address. Like, I'll never forget the one ZeldaQueenOfMars2@Juno.com. Who knew there were two? Anyway, but that was an interesting one. I read that one on the air. But other than that, unless you have a fascinating email address, I will eschew reading it if you don't send me the phone number, if you'd be so kind. And it's a shame, because a lot of really neat stuff that people send, but they think, well, I'm emailing it to him, why bother with the phone number? He's got my email address. And on the radio, it just does not work that way. So, if you have something that you want for sale, you can send it to me, Charles@LibertyWatchRadio.com. Again, Charles@LibertyWatchRadio, at the speed of the pen, Charles@LibertyWatchRadio.com. And that'd be wonderful. If anyone out there has got a hand pump or an electric pump that's designed to go through the top of a 55-gallon barrel to pump liquids, I would like to buy that from you. If anyone's got a hand pump, particularly a hand pump, but on any of the holes and the openings that go through a 55-gallon drum, if anybody's got something, a pump, that's sufficient unto that, or if they've got a recommendation on one, not just a site where I can get them, but a particular one that they've used or they know something about. If you got something like that, then or for sale, or you know of somewhere where I can get one, yeah, I could probably go to Ace Hardware, and I probably ought to talk to my folks at the 299 Rain at Brian McComb over at Southern Arizona Rain Gutters about a pump. But their specialty is larger tanks, and I'm not sure if the type of pump they would have would work for me. I should ask Brian. But anyway, if anyone's got a system for pumping water from a 55-gallon drum, either handheld or electric, to the right kind of system to pump water out of there, I'd really like to talk to you. And here's somebody calling in right now. And we'll go to the phones and Swap Shop. Your first name, please.
Bob.
Hi, Bob. You're on the radio.
Hope I'm not talking too loud. One of my sinuses is off today.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you sound just fine.
Okay. Hey, Chris Christopherson died last week.
He died several months ago.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I was expecting you to have a special on him today because my brother-in-law alerted me to that the other day, and I just thought it was recent. I'm sorry about that then.
No, I did a tribute to him, and I played his music on the week he died or the week after he died. Mm-hmm. And let me look to answer your question. He passed away September 28th, 2024.
Oh, gosh. I hate being retired. I lose so many things, and I even miss days in my life. You know, I think it's Friday, and it's really actually Saturday.
Yeah, happy Saturday.
I love being retired. Anyways, my brother-in-law read me the resume of Chris Christopherson, and I was just completely amazed.
Yeah, helicopter pilot in the Army.
Oh, just the list went on and on. I was amazed.
Yeah, very competent. Very competent guy. Also, all the people who worked with him thought he was a very decent person.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds, I think. You know, it's hard to get Burt Reynolds to like you, and I think he liked him a lot.
I suspect so. Well, okay. He didn't compete with Burt Reynolds, so anyone who didn't compete with Burt Reynolds was probably a friend. Hollywood egos being what they are.
Oh, I love the stories of Burt Reynolds on when they were doing the Deliverance. You know, who was the guy with the glasses? He says he was
Ned Beatty.
Burt Reynolds is sitting in his chair and he was looking across the way and going, there's Bert's chair, and it's just sitting there. And he's sitting in my chair, and he goes, but I like seeing my chair. It says Burt Reynolds on it. How cocky can you get?
Yeah.
There's a fine line between confidence and cockiness, and he straddled both of them.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people who are entertainers do that, some to a greater and some to a lesser extent. But everybody in this business has an ego, and some form of presentation has an ego. There's a building full of them here, and, you know, various types of egos. But no one in this building, at least, has an ego that tries to walk on anyone else's. And it's very refreshing. It's a very, as opposed to being competitive, it's a very cooperative atmosphere. Especially some guys who actually monetize their egotism in fun ways, like Ken Carr, who's got logos of himself on everything around here. But he's fun about it. Instead of being abusive or pushy about it, he's actually very fun, and he's wiggled his way onto the talk side, and he does the Friday updates with Buckmaster on the weekend things to do in Tucson, and he does a fun job. He's very good at it.
Well, and I wish more people could be like me. I'm not trying to, you know, build myself up, but I started in Cub Scouts learning how to be a first responder. We're talking about, you know, I'm going to date myself about 63 years ago.
Right.
And when you're a first responder, one of the most important things you learn about your job is to talk calmly and be calm and get through the project. And then afterwards you can go through your PTSD or whatever you want to call it. But, And they have stuff for that now, but they didn't used to have that a long time ago. But still, it's just you practice something so much that in an emergency situation when there's a lot of chaos going on and you're the only one that knows what to do, first thing you do is you try and talk yourself into being calm.
Right.
And you use your first responder voice and you try to de-escalate every situation that, you know, especially when it's medical.
Yep. I like to joke with my friend Nicole Cox over on public radio that this portion of today's program brought to you by the Disconsonant Voice Foundation, or by the Disembodied Voice Foundation, lacking all emotion.
Well, it's important sometimes.
It is. All right. Anything else?
That's good. Nice chat. That's what I like swapping on the swap shot sometimes is just conversations.
Yep, that's it. Over this backyard fence, as John C. used to say. All right, have a wonderful day.
You too, John. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. He almost called me John. That was funny. I have a Maytag washer and electric dryer. These are the best design ever built. No electronic parts. Super clean. And tub and drum. You can call or text me at 520-833-1474. Again, 520-833-1474. They have been serviced. No old debris. No old lint. All parts have been inspected. I'm working in great working condition, 4 months full warranty. Washer is super capacity. The washer is clean, free from mold, germs, and other typical washer grossness. Test assured your clothes will come out fresh and clean. 4 temperature, wash, rinse, and 4 size load, 3 speeds, agitate and spin. The dryer is super capacity, 3 temperature settings, and end of cycle signal. I'm asking $550 for both, all 3. Caller, hold on just a moment. I'm going to finish this ad. I'm asking $550 or both, all houses and cords. And all hoses and cords, free delivery, and I'll set it up for you. And the number again is 520-833-1474. And he doesn't give his name, but that's okay. He gave a good ad. All right, to the calls. And is it Brad or is it Caroline?
Nope, it's Caroline.
Hello, Caroline.
Hi, good, Good morning. I want to talk to you about transfer pumps.
Yes.
And we use a transfer pump to move diesel from 55-gallon drums to various vehicles. And we've had the pump forever, but we've been able to buy replacement parts, and I've seen new pumps at Tractor Supply.
Oh, that's a really good idea. I could just go in there, look around, and ask.
Yeah, see what it, are you wanting to transfer water or fuel?
Yeah, water. No, I don't store fuel. I probably should, but I don't. I don't have anything that's diesel. And so I've never been to Dieseldorf. But anyway, I don't know that I've ever even driven a diesel vehicle. Not sure. I don't think I have.
Oh, well, come on over and we can put you in the truck for a little bit and have you drive the tractor, and then you'll have experience in two.
Oh, wait. I have driven a diesel tractor. When I was a kid, I went on a farm and they let me drive the tractor a little bit. So.
Okay. All right. Well, then there you go.
All right.
And I have another question. Earlier in the day, there's times when there's a radio program will be on, and then all of a sudden there will be like another radio
program playing on top of it.
Yeah, that happens like almost
every week.
Weekend. What's the deal with that?
What that is that is a corrupted file that is sent to us by the American Radio Journal people. And I have been meaning, I don't think anyone here at the station listens to American Radio Journal except me and the listeners, and because we're interested in the material. But I have been meaning to get in touch with the American Radio Journal people and let them know. But every week there's one file that plays on top of another. That's not us doing it. They sent us the file that way. And in radio, when someone sends you a file, whether it's a program or whether it's a commercial, whatever it happens to be, you generally take it on faith, especially like when an agency sends us a spot or a client sends us a spot. We assume that the spot is good and at the right resolution and not garbled or in some way corrupted. And every now and then we get bit by doing it that way because there just isn't time in the way you produce radio. When someone sends you a slew of commercials, I mean, every day we have 20 or 30 spots that come in or to be changed, or there's orders for production, and to us it's just what we call a cart number. It's a file, and we just assign that file to whatever slot it's supposed to play in. Like if they've bought an ad between 7 in the morning and 6 in the evening or 7A to 7P, we call it ROS and radio run of station. If someone has purchased advertising space from time from us, we just put it in the computer.
Marie's calling me.
We just put it in the computer and we assign it a priority number, and the computer, we don't actually schedule spots. We haven't in years. We just schedule a list of clients, and the computer picks out which spot it's going to play, deconflicts them, and makes sure that it doesn't play twice in the same hour, things like that. We put in a separation number, but we don't actually program the computer. It just does it itself.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to tell you about Tractor Supply. I have to go now.
Okay.
Bye.
Go. Bye. And that opens the line for you in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios at 520-790-2040. Mike has been at the Alchemist booth again with Jerry, cooking up new spots, and they got a good one. And let's do that. I think it's in the first break. I think I put it in there. Open with Windows Media Player. Everything's on and up. Okay. And we're going to run this break, and I'm going to make coffee and go out and get my phone from my car. So see you in a little bit.
The president of the Liberal Democrats in Parliament says, I believe in redistribution of wealth. I said, yours or theirs? By what right does somebody get elected to office and dictate to you how much you're allowed to have of what you create? What stake do they have of what you create?
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America Armed and Free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
A little bit of February air for February, for the beginning of the month. And if you have a favorite song you'd like to talk about, you can certainly call in and talk about it. We can ask, maybe I can find it and maybe we can play it. I don't know. It doesn't always happen. But I can't really change. I could technically change the music if I wanted to, but it's pre-programmed and I would have to shut something off and start something else up. And find it, it would be a little bit of a dance. But if it's outside of a break and you want me to play it, I can do my best to see, especially if it's something interesting or it applies to a topic we're talking about. And if it's something that we could, that I could easily do or find, I'm happy to try. And the idea of this program is helping people find what they want. And there's great joy in doing that for others. No matter what your industry is, there is great joy in being of service to other people. And great businesses are attracted to the Swap Shop for sponsorship because they hold those same values. You see that at great companies like Wilkinson Wealth Management, Perfection, Auto Works, and other fine sponsors. The Coin Shop very much does that. And to the phones, Swap Shop, your first name, please.
Frank.
Hi, Frank. You're on the radio.
Okay. I have a Smith & Wesson Model 29-3. It has an 8 3/8 inch barrel.
Dirty Harry. Except and yours is except yours is stainless, right?
No, it's a Model 29, not a 629.
Oh, it's a 29. Okay, it's blue with an 8 3/8 inch barrel. Okay, yeah.
And it was 44 Magnum.
Yeah.
It has a scope on it.
Uh huh.
A Bushnell scope. About cost me like $250 to get it put on it, the whole thing. Anyway, it's for sale for it's had a 30-round box of specialty ammo put through it. That's all, that's it.
Okay,
and it's like new. I'm asking $1,200 for it.
Really.
It was made somewhere in the 90s.
Okay.
About 97, you know. And it doesn't have the original grips on it.
Mm-hmm.
It has aftermarket grips on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I can.
What kind of grips? Are they rubber or...
No, there's some kind of material.
Okay.
They aren't wood. They're plastic. But they're real nice. I don't know what I did with the other grips.
Uh-huh.
You know, to be truthful with you.
Anything else?
No, that's all I have for sale right now. My phone number is 520-222-2554.
Boy, somebody's going to get a good deal on a 44 Magnum there.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Okay. And that opens the day for you. The 8 3/8 is the Dirty Harry length barrel. And It's a cannon, and you can't walk around with that. You need a sling for that thing if you're going to walk around with it in the field. But oh boy, what a piece with a Bushnell scope. I didn't ask him what power. Oh well, doesn't matter. Probably a 2X. A lot of them were on top of 44 magnums. You don't want a super powerful scope on top of a handgun. It hops around too much. If you're going to be, and practically speaking, it's good for 50 to 75 yards. If you're Elmer Keith, you can shoot a deer at 400 with it with open sights, but not very many of us are Elmer Keith. In fact, only Elmer Keith was Elmer Keith. So that's that. And, that's a good deal. And his number again, 520-222-2554 for the Model 29 8 3/8 inch 44 Magnum. And, boy, if you always wanted one, there's a chance for $1,200. That's about $2,000 worth of gun, I think. Anyway, maybe a little less, not much. And those Smith & Wesson revolvers have really climbed in their value. You know, I remember that gun you could have bought new for $350 in its day is now an easily a $1,200, $1,400 gun. And that's without a scope on it. And I don't know what else he has with it. I don't know if he has any ammo or holsters or anything. I didn't ask him that. Maybe I'll call him back and ask him off the air. But right now it's, in my opinion, time for a cup of coffee. Timed that pretty close, not exact, but pretty close, and I got my nice cup of coffee in my travel mug, in my Stanley travel mug this week, and that I got from David over Printing and Promotions Plus, and I'm going to open the coffee container, the creamer container, a little bit of hazelnut creamer in my hazelnut coffee. A little too much probably, but we'll find out soon. And this is a screw lid on it, so we'll screw the lid back on all the way and tighten it down. Caller, your first name, please.
Ingrid.
Hi, Ingrid. Bear with me for just a moment, please.
Sure.
I gotta set the
coffee going.
I gotta set the coffee mug lid to closed. That's on open. That's on close. Okay. And we'll make sure it's shaken, not stirred. And get it over back to open. And open. There we go. And give it a try. Pretty good this week. Okay. Go ahead, Ingrid.
We can almost taste it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your America Armed and Free program coming up. And it occurred to me, do you remember the Roy Rogers show?
Mm-hmm. Happy Trails to You, yes.
There you go. I couldn't think of the title.
Mm-hmm.
Trigger and
Bullet.
Yeah. Yes. And I wondered if you could find the theme song from that and play it.
Well, I usually do at the end of every program.
Is that the theme?
That is the Roy and Dale theme, yeah. That one.
Oh, right. It is the theme for that particular program.
That's why,
okay,
what?
I love it.
Yeah.
It is the theme for that particular program.
Hold on.
A show.
Hold on. Until we meet again. That one, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely,
yes.
Yeah.
It is so wonderful. I just love listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just wanted to verify that. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And that was easy. Gosh, music trivia. Did you want to tell me something?
No.
You were trying to find him? Oh, you know, we could just try putting those on him, put him on the chair and see if we can get a picture.
No way.
We'll do that in a commercial, though. Or maybe we can get him to come up and do it. So he's up on me now. Yeah, now he's lounging on me. See, this is the right attitude to have him in, where he's kind of laying on my lap and giving me a lick. And now's a chance to put a headphone on him while he's calm and see if we get a picture of it. But let's not do it. Let's not take up broadcast time to do it. Right? I keep wanting to call you Scuppers because I still miss Scuppers. Right, Charger? Right? You know your name. You know who I'm talking to. You still won't say anything on the air. We need somebody to, like, play a doorbell sound so you can hear it and bark. People can know I'm not actually talking to a ghost. Yeah, I better talk to the microphone. All right, time to hop down. Yeah. Go lay on your blankie. 520-790-2040 in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studio to pet the dog, to have bargains, to do whatever it is you're going to do. And let's see, are we up on our second break? We missed the break at the bottom of the hour, so let's go ahead and take that now. Did we just take a break? We did.
Oh, no, we did the coffee break.
We did the coffee break. Okay. Let's do the bottom of the hour break. Hey, that's Liberty Watch. We wanted Swap Shop. Let's try one more time. Once more with feeling. Open with Windows Media Player.
This is Herman Cain. You'll get some good bargains on the Swap Shop. Call in now at 520-790-2040 and have Charles make fun of your stuff.
This is Tina Martin, and everybody loves some Swap Shop sometime.
Hey, this is Merlingle. You're listening to The Swap Shop.
Open the books. We've had to file lawsuits. We had to sue the state of California to get them to release their spending, their checkbook.
Well, that should be a national pastime anyway, suing California.
Hey, we certainly enjoyed it. I mean, it took a lot of time. It took a lot of money to follow the letter of the law.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America Armed and Free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
Little bit of the late great George Winston playing the piano. That's his February Seas song off his great Diesel Submarines album. No, it wasn't really called that. It's called Winter. Anyway, to the phones and Swap Shop, your first name, please.
Robert.
Robert, you're on the radio.
Hi, Charles. How are you this morning?
Better for talking to you. Happy Sunday.
That's it. Happy Sunday. I'll start all over new week.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a decorative mirror. It's metal slash maybe wrought iron. It's 40 by 60 on the outside. The glass is 30 by 50 inside. Asking $125 or best offer. And they can call me at 520-904-9177.
520-904-9177.
Correct.
A-S-K-I-N, asking 150. When somebody starts saying the phone number, I forget about everything. Deliberately ignore everything else and just listen to the phone number. Then
yep,
go back for the
that.
Details. All right, I got another call. You have
As
a great
day. Always, thank you.
You're welcome. Swap Shop, your first name, please.
Ismael.
Hello, Ismael. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you.
What you got to buy, sell, trade, give away, or ask for?
Oh, okay. I have a 2-inch mechanics chain hoist. Good shape. I also have a Chicago Electric 225 amp arc welder, one of the smaller ones. And I also have a used garden tiller. Old Craftsman, but I bought it and used it myself. But it needs a little repair on the carpet, I'm pretty sure.
Uh-huh.
Right, and I have several other small miscellaneous hand tools.
And miscellaneous hand tools.
Right, and that's about it for right now because I'm get rid of a lot of things I used to use because I'm not driving much anymore. As a matter of fact, I'm not driving at all right now. I broke my leg. But anyway, my number is 520-647-9123.
I'll read it back. 520-647-9123.
Correct.
All right. Got it.
Thank you, and have a good day, Charles. Always good to hear you.
You ditto, Miss Mail. And that'll open a line for you in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios at 520-790-2040. This portion of today's program is brought to us in part by the good folks at Wilkinson Wealth Management. They manage money for gun owners. And if you are looking to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired, you can do that through their good offices at 777-1911. That's 777-1911. And let's see, on air sheet. And, or WilkinsonWealthMGMT.com. Also brought to you by the Tucson Tool Shop. Tucson Tools is the old Kent's Tools, and it's located at 133 East Grant Road, and their number is 624-8096. That's 624-8096. A whole shop full of great stuff and anything you could need for tools, and it would also be a good place for Ismail to take his tools and just have him write one check for everything and be done with it. And they are a great value. They're not big and fancy. They're still the same wonderful value that they always have been when Kent had it. But now Billy Hill runs it, and he does a great job of doing so. They're at 133 East Grant Road, open 6 days a week, and they really are a wonderful shop. And also brought to you in part by Hartman Glass. Hartman Glass is the place to go if you're looking for any kind of custom glass work. They have been in business for over 60 years with more than 25 years in the local ownership, and you will be glad you went there. Back after the last break of the hour.
Since I was a kid, I've been enamored with hydrogen when I was making it in the basement and filling balloons and igniting them. Wonderful blue balls of fire.
His favorite song is the 1812 Overture, the last minute and 13 seconds.
It's a wonder I didn't blow up the house with all the hydrogen stuff I was experimenting with.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America Armed and Free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
This is Mark Levin. Don't listen to those backbenchers. Charles has been doing Swap Shop, Liberty Watch, and America Armed and Free on KVOI for 20 years. Congratulations, Charles.
Dennis Prager here. There's nothing so quintessentially American as trading freely with one another in good faith. As on the Swap Shop, congratulations on 20 years on KVOI, Charles.
Hey, my little baby child, it's time to close your eyes. Papa's gonna tell you now what he saw outside. It was the rising Swap Shop moon. Serpent stretched across the sky, east down to the south. Moon was a giant serpent egg it carried in its mouth. It was the rising Swap Shop moon. It was the rising Swap Shop moon.
And if you'd like your moon to arrange rising over the Swap Shop, we can do that as Paul has done. Hi, Paul. What you got to buy, sell, trade, give away, or ask for?
Yes, I try to make it quick. I had to sneak out of church to go to the car to listen to the radio and pull in. I'm looking for a roll in the roofing, some tar. Anybody have sheets of plywood, cedar fence, stuff like that?
Okay.
Mary Hartman down at Hartman Glass. She has a heart of glass.
That's it.
Bonnie Grells is so pretty.
Yeah.
My name is Paul, 520-441-9484. I mean, God bless everyone. I'm praying for Kennedy and everybody else.
Yeah, 84. And you said you are looking for cedar fence parts?
Cedar fence parts, sheets of plywood for my roof, roll roofing.
Looking
for repair my roof.
Looking for cedar fencing and plywood. And plywood. WOD. Once again, 520-441-9284.
9484.
Nine. That's why I always read it back. 9484. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have a great day. And Swap Shop, your first name, please.
Scott.
Scott, you're on the radio.
Well, I have to. I know we mentioned Kennedy, so you have to pardon my voice. It kind of sounds like Kennedy right now. But, I got a couple of items. One's an old-fashioned, well, not old-fashioned, but an older Craftsman table saw, 10-inch table saw.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's old and good because it's got a big cast iron tabletop. It's not one of these cheapy ones. It's
uh-huh.
a cast iron top, and it's really heavy duty. It's old, but it's a 10-inch, and it works just fine, belt-driven, and $75.
Wow.
I got a bunch of blades for it.
75 with blades. 75 with blades. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, the other thing is I've got a Bowflex Extreme 2SE, which is a pretty expensive or complete exercise machine. It's hardly used. It is missing one of the, well, I guess I call it the leg cushions. That if you're going to do leg lifts with it, you push your leg against the bar.
Uh-huh.
It's missing one of the cushions that go around that bar, but I looked online, you can buy brand new sets of those things for like $20.
Okay.
Anyway, this things are about $1,200 at least, and this one's $400.
Asking $400. Okay, anything else?
And it's hardly used.
All right.
No, that's it.
Phone number, please.
520-247-9581.
I'm sorry, what was it?
247-9581.
Okay, 520-247-9581. Anything else?
Yes, sir. No, that'll do it. Thank
All right,
you
are welcome. Swap Shop, first name, please.
Hi, this is Meg.
Hi, Meg.
I have a 74 Plymouth Valiant for sale. I'm hoping someone would love it for parts or would love to fix it up and get it running again. I don't have any need for it anymore.
Is it not running?
It's not running now. It didn't have terrible problems before. Something with vacuum tubes. I could get details if someone's really interested. It's been undercover and on the carport for a number of years, and it's time for it to find a new home.
Undercover on carport. CARPORT. And what engine is in it?
That I'm not sure.
Is it a 6 or an 8? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay, engine unknown, ENGINE.
I mean, I can find out. I'm sure it's on the title.
Yeah.
I could find someone who knows more about cars than I do to look at it and tell me.
Okay, and it's a 74, engine unknown, and transmission. Is it automatic or is it stick?
No, it's automatic.
AT, okay. It has an artificial transmission. All right,
yes.
And did it have air conditioning?
Yes.
Had a C. Okay. All righty. 74 Plymouth Valiant. And, oh, if that's a slant 6, be still my heart. Okay. Anyway, and what are you asking for it?
About $1,500. I'm hoping the parts are worth a bit. So I'm going to start at $1,500, but I'll take best offer, too.
Okay. OBRO. Or best reasonable offer. Okay.
Yes.
Anything else?
No, that'll do it for today.
Phone number, please.
Is 520-904-9852.
520-904-9852.
Yep, you got it.
Is it it's not like a Plymouth Valiant Roadrunner or anything like that? Is it any kind of, it's just a Valiant?
I don't think so. And it's not a convertible.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I know it's got a hard top.
At least not yet.
And if you would, at least not yet.
Right. And is it a two-door or four-door?
It's a four-door. I do know that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's just, well, Plymouth Valiant four-door. 4-door. Okay. All righty then.
You could put text. I prefer text over phone calls, but people can leave messages too.
PREFERTEXT. All righty then.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that opens a line for you. Time for maybe one more caller before the end of the program, but either way, it is, this is how I like the program to be. Everyone should take full advantage of it, of the free market, of the unregulated free market, without governed mostly only by common courtesy and common sense. If you sell it for a living, don't call in every week and advertise it. Let me have a crack at your business. If I can provide something that will help you sell stuff and help you get more customers, that's a good thing to do. I can also put your ads on all 5 of our radio stations, both in English and in Spanish here at the station. We are still looking for a gardening program, someone to do a gardening program, and we would still love to have a legal program, a call-in legal program on KVOI, and a program indigenous to us that we can develop. And if you have referrals for me, I will pay a commission. If the program gets on the air and stays on the air for a short period of time, or if the commercials come on the air, and you can reach me, charles@libertywatchradio.com. Again, charles@libertywatchradio.com. Again, remember that the Safe Shift sale will be this coming week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, from 8 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. And she sent me a note about that, and Dag Nermut, I forgot to look at it during the broadcast. And Safe Shift, the second page has FAQs. Okay, you want me to say it on the air? Also, let's see, the second page has FAQs and addresses. We welcome and encourage people to sign up for the newsletter and follow us on Facebook. So I will get that, and I will get that to you in the next hour. After the break, at the top of the hour, but we're less than a minute from the top. I don't know that we can be fair with another phone caller, but there is a look on their website and immediately on their Facebook page, on the Safe Shift Facebook page and the Tucson Fire Foundation Facebook page. They have some big announcements coming up, and you should be familiar with that if you're a fan of them. There are some big changes coming, and we look forward to you finding out about that, and I'll do a better job of bringing them to you as time goes on. And in the meantime, the theme music that Ingrid likes so much from Roy and Dale, their Happy Trails to You, their closing music, is coming up in just a moment. Remember, there's always room for transactions that don't involve force or fraud. And if you have enough of the right things, there's always enough. You'll always have the right thing when the time occurs. And always have fun doing it. As Pat says, tante habre frutis. Always have fun doing it. I leave you with Roy and Dale. Make it a great week, and we'll talk about the air disaster in at Reagan Airport in the next hour.
Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails.
Listening to AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson.
Good night, Chet. Good luck, David.
Good day.